The heavens smile upon you, dear listener. Either by choice or chance, you have arrived at Idiots Discuss the Universe's Music Review Bonus Podcast Zone. Cast aside your fickle life of indecision and let the IDTU tell you what they think. Welcome to Hit or Shit.
She works for an international bank in Sao Paulo and travels the world quite a bit. Still single.
What was she doing up in fucking?
She was an exchange
Wyoming.
Student. Exchange student, yeah.
Dude, you
I
killed
hung out
it.
With a lot of exchange students.
You killed it then.
Yeah, she was a really really fun prom date. Yeah,
that's rad.
Yeah, I took a Mercedes.
You took a Mercedes.
To Mercedes to prom that year. Yeah. The guy that I worked for, which was also like my parents' neighbor, he owned like the Domino's pizza franchises in town, and he loaned me his Mercedes sedan to take.
Wow.
So that was pretty sweet.
You must have made a good impression
and,
on him.
Yeah, double dated with the German exchange student gal, Aline Najafian, who I went and stayed with in Berlin for a while.
Oh, cool.
And my friend Robert Muratori, who makes, he did, you know, ever hear of the movie The People versus George Lucas?
I have heard about that.
Yeah,
what's
he
that
is
about?
The filmographer of that movie. He's the cinematographer of that movie.
Is that a documentary?
Yeah, it's a documentary about how disappointed people were in the prequels. Pretty much, yeah. It was one of the first one of those that did that sort of thing. But he's done several documentaries now, one about Psycho and one about the octopus that predicted like the World Cup or something.
I remember some
and they
shit
did
about
a documentary
that.
About that. But he's kind of got a successful little deal going on with the documentaries. I went down to one of his screenings and they kind of had a meet and greet afterwards for People versus George Lucas, actually, when that came out down in Denver, and that was really fun.
Cool.
Met the director and all those folks.
You know what's funny about all that stuff, and this is a tangent, but the prequels, it's funny, like, well, I don't know. I don't want to get into Star Wars land, but
I'm always fine with it.
My generation looks back on the prequels fondly because we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so now this current iteration of Star Wars is like the prequels for us, like what they were to the original group.
It is.
You
it
know?
Is. It is.
Because, most people I know
and people
hate
my
them.
Age have already had our hearts trampled upon with the prequels.
Right.
You know, and so we're fine. I think we're a little bit more fine. But it was, again, another betrayal kind of another generation. That's kind of like what Star Wars does.
Mm.
It's constantly the Darth Vader, like, telling you that it's your father and you don't want it to be your father. But Star Wars is your father.
Yeah.
For all of its dark force coming at you. That shit is going to be there.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
But Disney's doing some, I don't know, they're doing some okay things. They're finishing up the Clone Wars, and they're
I think Rogue One is one of the best Star Wars movies ever made, possibly.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
I mean, I wasn't even that hardcore against Han Solo. I thought that was a fine movie.
That one was a... Yeah, I just watched that recently for the first time on Netflix, and
I think it's fine.
It was fine, yeah.
It's fine. It wasn't groundbreaking, but it's kind of like...
it's very beautiful to look at.
It would be like a Star Wars TV special about young Han Solo, and I would have been fine with it if it would have been presented to me like that. I would have really liked it if it had been presented to me like that. If you just don't take it as a big deal, it's all okay.
Yeah.
It's all okay. It's just not a big deal.
Totally.
And so everybody just got to breathe and go watch something else. Yeah. Just take a big old...
Or watch it, but just have a good time, you know?
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of flashing lights anyway.
It's always been just a bunch of flashing lights.
Yeah.
That's all it's I've ever been.
Yeah. That's boy, howdy, is that true. Mm-hmm.
It's always been flashing lights for six-year-olds. And if you're not prepared for that, then you better get out of the game.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were saying all of life is lights.
No, all of Star Wars is flashing lights for 6-year-olds.
Yeah.
No, not all of life, I don't think.
Oh, well, now I'm thinking about that, and it's a trippy thought. Because, yeah. I mean, it is all just light getting refracted off of matter, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, really, all of life is your mental interpretation of your sensory organs picking up that flashing lights.
Right.
You never actually experience that light in a direct way.
I experience the interpretation of that light.
Light by your organs.
Right.
And the mental scape that your mind has created due to that feedback situation that has developed over a million years.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. It is crazy. The senses would be an amazing series of episodes.
Five-parter.
And once we finish Idiots in Space, we can do Idiots Wild Kingdom for a while, and then maybe we should do Idiots the Human Body or something. And do that senses.
I like the senses.
Yeah, Idiots the Senses.
The Senses.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. I think that's great. I think we should always have a science series going.
Yeah.
But we also have like some music series going, and we're going to be doing one of those tonight, right? Or we're recording, right?
We are recording.
Oh, okay, good, good. Because I was hoping that we were recording. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, because I don't even remember what we were talking about at this point. But we're doing something now, and that's what's truly important. And what we're doing now is called
Hit or Shit.
And that's an Idiots Discuss the Universe franchise special complimentary bonus episode series that we've been doing for quite a while now. We're like almost in the 30s with this motherfucker.
Damn.
So it's like its own thing, and people fucking love it.
We love them.
I love everything tonight. Just super happy.
For tonight, yeah.
For tonight. Yeah. Tomorrow I'll be the same fucking asshole.
It's a dice roll for me.
Earlier today I was an asshole.
Yeah.
It's just like this short window, true love.
Hell yeah.
Just love chakra, just exploding like a motherfucker.
That's what it's about. And enough weed, you know, to kind of get the gear going.
Yeah, well, yeah, weed's part of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, weed's part of that.
It's part of the ritual.
But in this episode, we listen to brand new music, music that neither of us have heard. It's picked especially off of Spencer's Spotify new release radar. So it's kind of geared towards that young, hip musician.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Portland, awesome,
that's
superhero
right.
kind of guy.
Oh, I like how that ended, yeah. Yeah, I'm on the cutting edge of what's cool. If you want to know what the kids are into, look no further than this 26-year-old who's actually 46 on the inside.
He's not 46.
I'm 46 on the inside.
You kind of are, and I'm kind of like 66 on the inside.
Yeah. So this is a podcast for old folks,
Our hairstyles, you look like you're 18, and I look like I'm 10.
I look like
10.
I'm 18?
20. You could pass for 20 if you shaved.
Oh, if I shaved.
Yeah. If I shaved, I could pass for 35, 36 probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But you got the gray going on.
Yeah. But I had to shave all that off.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I do look like a little baby.
Well,
little baby. All
I was trying to say is that, you know, I've got fantastic musical taste.
And we're just drawing from that well. I'm just taking my dipper and just getting in there and just ripping out a new song. Well, I'm not doing it. Spencer's doing
it.
Yeah,
I don't know if I like that analogy either.
He's the dipper?
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Well, that's what the cowboys would use to dip water out of the well.
Okay.
It's just a cup on the end of a hook.
I don't know, yeah, I felt a little threatened by that.
So easily triggered these days.
I am pretty easily triggered.
Do we have to let you go sit in the corner for a minute and breathe?
No,
I
think I'll be okay this time.
Because we got the paper bag all ready to go. You can just breathe right in that and think the happy thoughts.
I don't need the happy bag right now.
Okay. Okay, good. So Spencer's picked out a song and that neither of us have heard. We're going to listen to it and we're going to judge the living shit out of it. And even though I'm in a good mood, you know, I'm going to be kind of a harsh asshole on it, you know, if I need to be.
Good.
Because that's my commitment to this.
Yeah. That's how much we care.
So who did you pick out for us today?
So.
For today,
we are going to be listening to the new song from Florence and the Machine.
Florence and the Machine.
How do you feel about Florence?
I always think of that sheep-headed figure that she's on the front of that cover with when I think of Florence and the Machine. But as a musical band, I find them unoffensive, yet as yet unengaging on a long-term level. I have some songs by them that I think are probably okay, but they're not songs that I seek out. But I don't necessarily fast forward through them or like cringe when they come on. I think that they're a song for a lot of people, but they're a band for a lot of people, but they may not be a band for me. But the jury's still out to some degree.
Okay, that's fair.
How about you?
I mean, I guess I'm...
They're on your radar, so you must be kind of having a little bit of something to
well,
do with them.
Well, yeah, I mean, the radar gets a little sporadic at times, which keeps it interesting.
Now the radar's not so good.
Oh, come on. I was being sarcastic earlier, you know. It spits out some junk at me every once in a while.
It's a very convenient radar.
It is a convenient radar. It's easily, what I want it to be.
Easily disclaimed radar.
Yeah, exactly.
On Spotify.
And I'm the filter, though, for the radar. So you're getting, like, the cream of the crop. There's a bunch of stuff on here that I look at. I'm like, well, I don't want to listen to that.
It's strategic, too. You also pick stuff that you think the folks at home are going to be interested in knowing about, too.
And mainly I just want to pick a good swath, because we do these in chunks of three normally. Mm-hmm. And so we'll do three in a row, and I just want to pick something from every different genre.
Because I get really cranky if I get bored.
Yes. He does. Like,
get me with three.
He gets cranky.
Three metalcore songs in a row, and I'm going to fucking just talk shit about the second two.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I really am. You know what I'm going to give them.
Yeah. I kind of like doing that, though.
Yeah, I know. You do.
It reminds me, we need just another metal day. Yes.
We just did like a 4-hour Led Zeppelin episode.
Yeah, but come on. That's great. It's great.
It's hard
and all.
Rock, I guess you're going to call
it's
it.
It's hard rock. Yeah.
It's hard rock there, Spencer.
It's hard rock there. I wouldn't call that heavy metal.
We should do a little something about Slayer and Metallica.
That's
we should do a Slayer versus Metallica episode.
We could do that.
Because that's a good guide.
We could just do the big four.
The big four.
Slayer, Metallica, Megadeth, Anthrax.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that's not what we're on about today. No, sir.
Who are we listening to today?
We're listening to Florence and the Machine.
Oh, I think I heard of them before.
Fuck. My God.
No,
you pulled that off
time.
Really well. I was like, oh, shit. It's got deja vu.
What
Groundhog
song,
Day.
What song do we got going? Is they got a new album? Did they got what's going on?
Yeah. It looks like they're gearing up to release something.
What are they exactly? They're a 5-piece or a 4-piece or what they got cooking?
You know, I couldn't tell you because all I see about them is this redheaded chick.
Well, that's Florence, I'm assuming.
Oh, I thought that was the machine.
Okay. Well, I mean, maybe the sheep thing was Florence.
The what?
Sheep thing's not.
I don't see the sheep thing on
the
here.
Front
I don't...
of one of their albums.
Yeah,
there's,
it's not on
her.
Spotify.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
it's
weird.
It's like a black and white picture on the front of one of their albums.
Hmm.
Okay.
I think it's there's four other members, I believe.
The machine.
Yes, and they make up the machine.
It's not the Miami Sound Machine. It's a different machine.
Right. I never heard of that machine before.
Gloria Estevan and the Miami Sound Machine.
No, I didn't know that was her band.
Oh.
But as far as Florence and the Machine goes, I've got some appreciation for him, okay. But I will say that her voice can get a little much after a while for me. Sometimes it's not really what I'm in the mood for, but
they're a good song when they come up on a random shuffle sort of thing.
Yeah.
I enjoy it then.
Yeah, that's exactly
if I
how
do,
I
do like
enjoy
new
it.
Alt folk rock sort of shuffle mix thing. And they come up, I'm always like, oh, who's that? That's kind of good.
Yeah.
And that's them. And then I hear something else that I like a little better and I explore that instead of them.
Well, and I think on their great moments, they're like truly great.
I think
like up there with the greats. You know what I mean?
There's a lot of people whose music opinion that I really respect and they enjoy Florence and Machine quite a bit. So I'm willing to give them every benefit of the doubt.
But I got to say, I haven't taken the deep dive
neither.
On Florence
neither,
and the Machine. So.
Maybe today's the day. I'm excited.
Hell yeah. So they got this new song they just released a few days ago called Moderation.
Okay, Moderation.
You know, which is not a very rock and roll thing.
But it is a good thing.
It is a good thing.
Yeah.
It's really, it, some would say it's key.
They're pushing me towards the likes column already with the title.
Hmm.
I like that, moderation.
Moderation.
All things in moderation.
Everything.
Yeah.
Except for moderation. You don't want moderation in moderation.
Right.
You want moderation.
Go whole hog on that.
You want to go full throttle on the moderation.
Sure.
That's
sure
right.
Sure you do, Spencer. Why?
Sure.
I thought you hated that North Dakota accent. Oh, you're trying to bring it back in.
No,
now.
I love the North Dakota.
Oh, you had a whole fit about it.
It
a
just turns into
ago.
An Irish accent real
no,
quick. Hi.
No, it doesn't.
Where are my lucky charms? I shove them up your ass.
It did turn into a little yeah. Irish accent for you there.
It's a bit difficult for me. Oh, now I'm doing like a Jordan Peterson. Oh, oh, you know, it's just not right.
I get a little hot under the collar. And I guess that's a bad strategic move, right? I got to be careful what I'm going to say, or they're going to write it up really bad. Oh, no, that's
a terrible Jordan Peterson.
I know. I don't even practice my Jordan Peterson like I should.
You really should spend a few hours.
I wrote it in my goal book every day for 5 minutes. I would practice my Jordan Peterson.
And look
and
where
I
we're at.
Done it at all.
And we got distracted. We got distracted once again from the mission.
No, I'm ready to fire up this Florence machine. You got it in the
I've
fucking
I've got it
shoot?
Ready to
fucking
go.
Go.
I've been waiting
go,
for you.
Baby, go.
Right. Passion's new. Want me to love you in moderation? Well, who'd you think you're talking to?
I liked it.
I liked it too.
Yeah. I thought it kind of had like a Annie Lennox, Eurythmic sort of funky Sisters is doing it for themselves sort of feel to it.
Yep.
I could groove with that. Mm-hmm. And I like that piano, kind of like that tribal sort of little kid piano recital, Indian song. Piano sort of thing going
yeah.
on with it.
Uh-huh. Very simple piano.
And that kind of Aretha Franklin Motown stomp or whatever's yeah. going do, on to do, it. Do. Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was fun.
She's a great vocalist.
Yeah.
That's one thing I'm like, I don't know what it is sometimes.
I don't disagree that she's not a great vocalist, because I feel like with her voice, she does a fucking fantastic job. I just want there to be a little bit more, I don't know what that is, that, oh, like I want it to be Annie Lennox singing that song. Annie Lennox got a little bit more of that deep, like, vibrato. Is that what I'm trying to think of? That
maybe
more of a,
the vibrato is like when it shakes,
where a voice has timber, it has deep, like more of a resounding,
sure.
And I feel like her voice is very much like kind of a on the surface, not that there's not that timber to it that I kind of want at some of those points, especially when you're doing songs that have like a gospel sort of tinge like this. You kind of need to do that Aretha Franklin sort of really. Kind of dig a little deeper in the voice, and I just felt like this kind of maybe exposed some of the natural limitations of her vocal ability.
Yeah,
but I agree.
I can see that.
I agree. Like it's
an interesting observation.
I feel a little bit the same about like Saint Vincent, that her songs would be if she could just kind of like move a little bit more, her songs would just go up that one more notch that would turn them into like those perfect gems. You know, and I feel like Florence the Machine kind of has that too.
Yeah,
that she doesn't have that final gear.
Yeah, you know what, to me it would be like the grit, like it's called, when in the singing world it's like adding heat to your voice.
Yeah,
where you get that grit, like, you know what I mean, and people do
you
it
go,
like
you go full on Meatloaf on it,
you know,
or like, man, he can be singing about fucking the most stupid shit ever, but he has that like dude, this fucker means it.
Yeah, that gurgle.
Know? Like, yeah, it's just that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I totally agree on both of those cases, on the St. Vincent thing, too. Like, sometimes it just doesn't feel like they ever fully let loose. You know? Like, they ever fully, like, flip the fuck out kind of a thing, you know?
And I feel that they're, I feel like I am somewhat more forgiving when it comes to men who sing like that. And I sort of acknowledge that because I think that Devo and Gary Numan and these other people that kind of sing in that monotone register and they don't dig deep on everything, I'm a little bit more okay with that, even though I prefer ones that normally do that, that can kind of change that, like David Byrne.
Right.
David Byrne can hit that.
I don't know.
But it's more of like a, it's not like that angry or upset. It's more of like this panicked, howler monkey sort of passion to it.
Yeah.
But it still is that next level.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
And,
well, I just think that with those cases, at least with Devo, it's a completely different subgenre of rock, you know, and those vocals fit.
It's still kind of in that art rock. I would say with St. Vincent's example, at least,
yeah,
like she kind of is in that same neighborhood,
sure,
if not in that same genre exactly, but she's in that same,
she is,
side of the fence.
I think she definitely gets a little more, I don't know, like
accessible,
yeah, poppier and a little rockier, I guess, like with her being a guitar player and everything. There's like a little bit more of a guitar prominence.
You don't feel like there's a guitar prominence in Devo songs?
No, there is. I guess they always just kind of sound like not guitars.
She does mix
really
up the genres more than Devo did.
Yeah, I mean, Devo does Devo.
Devo does Devo.
They're like the only ones who really do that. I mean, well, I know there's other ones, but I'm out of my element right now.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. We'll get you. We're going to turn that into your element. There's so much there that you would love.
There is. There's so much fucking music out there.
Yeah. So what do you think? What's your impression of this one overall? Like, what do you think you're going to give
it? Yeah, I give it a hit, you know? Yeah. I give it a hit. I'd say it's a very solid song.
It's one I want to play for my sister because I think that she would really like it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I think there's some people that are going to fucking love this tune.
Yeah.
This is probably going to be a big hit for them.
Yeah, I hope so. It's a great song, and I think they're all talented, very talented band, and she's a very talented vocalist. And, you know, I would say that towards the end, when they were doing the chorus again, I kind of started to zone out a little bit.
Yeah,
know?
I drifted too.
I kind of wish they would have maybe gone to some different places, but all in all, it's very, very solid.
Yeah. I think the song is the same with her voice, as I felt like it, instead of where they went for that final chapter or the final bit after they came back in from the bridge, it should have ramped up to something, and
they
didn't quite get there.
Yeah, it felt a little jammy at the end,
and it felt like they knew they needed to get there and it didn't get there. You know, it felt like they kind of tried to take the song up another
level. Right, they were setting it up for that.
Didn't quite get to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
They set it up for there, and then it wasn't fully there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that would have turned it in from like a song that I say is like a 7 or an 8 to like one of those 9 or 10s.
Yeah.
But I feel like they are moving in the direction that they're meant to move in, and this song, from what I know of the other stuff that I've listened to them, like this is a accumulation of kind of where they've been going. And I think that this is going to be probably a pretty great album by them.
Yeah.
Because if all the songs are of this level or right around it, it's a great album.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Cool. Well.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, go check out Florence and the Machine.
We agreed again.
We did agree again.
We had a couple of little spats.
Yeah.
We had a
rough patch there. Yeah,
but
me
we're
and
back
Craig.
In agreement, back in lockstep.
Yeah.
Idiots, all's well in the house of idiots.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I think it's okay when we disagree. I like it because, you know, we can't always agree.
Yeah.
And I like...
Sometimes we don't even know what we think.
Yeah.
How can we agree? We don't even have opinions on
stuff. Very true.
Yeah.
But you know, I think a lot of times nowadays agreeing or disagreeing is like seen as like a weird taboo or something. Like,
well, it seems to be rude. I guess it seems to be like right. I still respect your taste in music and yeah. decide that I like one song and you don't like another song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if you present me shitball reasons, I may not respect those reasons.
That's fine.
But I still know that you like pretty decent music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And vice versa. Because we're dealing with a different set of life experiences. And, you know, I think what you hear when you're 14 years old defines your music taste for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You know, what you hear in those years, like, completely defines what you will always forever, like, hold in that special place. You
and,
know?
And other things that also define that is, like, to what socioeconomic background you're born to, what color you're born
in. Oh, yeah.
All that stuff, like, totally defines
culture.
Which your mom plays while you're pregnant.
Right.
I mean, while she's pregnant.
Right.
You know. Yeah. I mean, all of that stuff, I think, factors in.
That's why when there's differences of opinion on musical stuff, as long as it's not, like, a total shitting on a band, which... You know, it's fine if you want to do that, but it to me at that point leaves the realm of like honest critique, unless it is truly, truly terrible. You know, that shit exists out there. Mm-hmm. But
I think that everything that has listeners has a certain quality to it that you could probably find and appreciate because listeners take time out of their time to enjoy it. And it does something for those people.
There's the whole, I can see how someone... would like this, how this would be someone's total thing. Like, they love it.
As you
every
said,
day.
I can imagine what it would be like to be someone who would like a song like this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
And sometimes that's a pleasant imagining, and sometimes that's not as a pleasant imagining. Right. But music's fascinating in that way that it can even serve complete fucking numbskull assholes that have no fucking musical taste whatsoever. Yeah. There's still stuff out there that appeals to those people.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
It is fascinating.
But it's such a capable art form in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is what's awesome.
Yeah.
One thing very awesome about it. You don't really have to know anything about music to love music.
Yeah. And you can really love bad music. You can have a really bad taste and really love the bad stuff and love it as passionately as people that love really supposed great music.
Yeah.
And I think that it's almost as rewarding if you're never like mocked duly for that. People love Justin Bieber and they have a full-fledged love of that music.
Yeah.
That is fulfilling to them in the way that Opeth is fulfilling to you on that same emotional magnitude. You know? That exists.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
Because that's such fucking horrible horseshit. Most of it.
There's some good Justin Bieber songs.
Yeah, like three.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I like Despacito.
God.
Despacito.
And on that note, find us on Spotify, and Despacito will not be on any of our playlists.
We're gonna have a new only Despacito playlist,
and it's all Despacito, all remixes, just Spencer's Despacito playlist.
Uh-huh.
I'll create that too because we got to do Led Zeppelin playlist right after this because we promised the folks that it would be up and it's not up.
Oh shit!
So we're dirty fucking liars we stand here.
They're gonna burn us at the stake.
But seriously, get on our Spotify because we put all the songs on there, and that's a fun place to listen to it. And then find us on Instagram and Facebook because that is a place that things happen,
I guess. Yeah.
And let us know how we're doing. Let us know what we need to listen to. Give us some suggestions on how to improve as people.
That would be great.
On how to improve as internet auditory announcers. Or, you know, just give us some like empty feedback that just confuses us and we don't really know how to apply that whatsoever.
Or you can just say hi like a normal person.
Yeah.
You can just say hi. Hi there. How you doing?
I don't think we have very many normal people listening to the program.
You don't think so?
I don't think there's very many normal ones.
Not even one?
I don't think they self-identify as normal, most of them.
Oh, excuse me. I meant air quotes normal.
You could also say hello. That is also something that is possible.
Okay, cool.
I probably make me nervous and I won't know what to do with that. But
yeah. you know what? We're opening the floodgates.
Yeah.
We're going to give out Craig's personal number and his home address. And you can just go and tell him how much you love him.
And just show up here for the weekend. It'll be like an Airbnb that you don't have to pay for.
Wow.
My sister is really going to enjoy this new promotion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you guys have been talking about it.
Yeah. So we'll get that in the works. We'll get that in the works to like my kind of underground Airbnb. I might steal some of your stuff while you're out seeing the sights. That would be like my payment.
Right. There you go.
Yeah. That'd be fine, though.
Hey, my thermos. How's my soup? My soup in it?
I needed a new thermos for the gym.
Oh.
I do need a new thermos
for the gym. I'm fucking psychic.
Yeah.
Well, until that day where you're running a basement bed and breakfast where you lure our fans.
Don't you just see like bunk beds over there?
I do, yeah. Like, but like the kind you see in like Chinese sweatshops.
And we could just be doing the podcast and then they could be doing the Airbnb right over there.
They're like having an argument about their flight the next day.
I could put like a stove next to the dryer.
Yeah.
I have to look and see if that's against my lease or not.
You know what? You should look into that.
Okay. Because that could be some, you know, screw advertisers. We'll just open an Airbnb in our studio.
Yeah.
That would be perfect. We'll
just be like, hey, what's up? What was your name again? Jim?
We're going to interview
you. What's up, Jim?
Yeah.
What are you doing in Portland?
So it costs $210 a night and you have to be interviewed by us.
Yeah. You're going to be on a podcast.
That would actually probably work.
I think people would love
if we opened a pod house.
The pod house. God, no, we need to wrap this episode up. These are terrible ideas. I don't want to be involved in this creepy pod house. No.
Pod house.
Come to the pod house.
Come to the pod house.
Never leave.
Never leave.
All of your conversations are going to be recorded.
Would you like to be relocated to a permanent apartment?
You guys should see the look in his eyes. It's not a safe look.
That's my cult making look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a Charlie Manson look you got there. Wow.
All righty. Well, I don't know about that, but I'm sure that it was way more family friendly than you're looking at me like right now.
No.
Okay.
It was less family friendly.
Well, I'm glad this is just a podcast and we weren't doing the live stream for this one then, I guess.
Why?
Because that would have scared the folks.
No, they would have loved it.
They would have wanted to. It's a face that makes you want to join the cult or call the authorities?
Well, call the authorities, most certainly. Most certainly.
I want the one to join the cult.
Well, you'll get a few. That's like, the whole thing, you know?
That's the few, yeah.
You got to cast a wide net. Those are going to be the weird
be the kinds
ones.
That I'm going to have to keep killing in order to keep them interested,
yeah,
right?
It's yeah, it's a whole deal.
See,
it's
just
a
want
whole
the,
thing.
I just want the ones that want to just kind of hang out and garden and, like, maybe take some drugs and have sex.
Yeah.
That's the cult members I want.
Sure.
Easy breezy.
Easy breezy.
No suicide at the end.
Oh, really?
Just a lot of, like, quiet contemplation and study.
Is that a cult? Can I join?
And if you misbehave, you've got to spend, you know, a couple days in the chicken house. But
sure. Like, at least a couple.
It doesn't get much above like 105 in the chicken house.
Right.
So it's totally doable.
And everyone knows that Grishnak will never let you die while you're being punished.
Absolutely not. And you come back so rewired after that experience that you are just ready to really enjoy.
Your protons actually get moved to their correct position.
Absolutely.
Hail Grishnak.
It kills the dead energy and you're just back like a phoenix from the chicken house. Chicken phoenix. Yeah, it's going to be beautiful, Spencer.
I'm scared.
Yeah. Until we have, like, the leadership dispute and one of us ends up dead in the ditch in the desert.
Yeah, I think I know.
But
that
we're
going
to have a great 20 years before that.
Wow, 20 years.
Yeah.
It's a good cult.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it'll be perfect 20 years.
Sounds about right.
Okay. Well, everybody, we got some notes to take on kind of like how we're going to get that going. And and
we're going to
be back soon with some more hitter shits and other things that we do.
Thanks
we
for
do.
Listening out there.
Absolutely.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in the IDTU studios located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.